Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Wayne Madsen and Wayne Madsen Report has really been calling it like he sees it, being very accurate in the years we've been interviewing him. And he's on with us right now. If you just join us, we're talking about WikiLeaks. Israel is crowing in many news publications that they're the winners from this. Just like major Israeli newspapers admitted that, oh, yeah, Israel launched the super high-tech worm against Iran. And, oh, now our government, months later, doesn't point out that that's on record. They say, oh, we've got to take over the web and take your freedoms because of the Stuxnet worm. And it's the same thing here. And the big globalist interest in others, they want wars. They want to go after North Korea. I'm no fan of North Korea, folks, but we don't need a new war. The Rand Corporation, 2 years ago, told the CFR, you need something bigger than the Iraq war to be able to complete this world government, this corporate world government. So you notice everything is accelerating right now. Everything is getting crazier by the day. And that's because we're entering one of those serious times in history when economies start imploding and the elites are consolidating control. World War One, World War Two, and now today they start major wars. Wayne Madsen, do you agree with that statement?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and this isn't the first time the State Department has experienced a cell operating within its own ranks. We know about Alger Hiss back during the early days of the Cold War. We know about Felix Bloch in the 1980s, who was spying for the Soviets. He was a State Department employee in Vienna. How do you have a cell operating within the State Department? This poor PFC Manning, he's a patsy in every sense of the word, just like Lee Harvey Oswald was a patsy. But we've got these useful idiots like Assange and others who are basically pushing the story that all came from a Lady Gaga CD. And nonsense. Whatever goes into it doesn't leave. If it's a magnetic or optical recording media. People told me that nothing has changed on those policies. And another thing, if millions started downloading millions of documents, the security officer would have been alerted to that immediately, would have inquired what's going on.
Well, they have alarms on those systems. That's admitted, as you know, you work for the NSA.
Absolutely.
And as soon, I mean, they have to go through procedures on each document to even allow the computer to copy it.
Right. So you've got an audit for somebody accessing, and then the minute they start to copy, that's another audit trigger that's tripped. So the idea that Manning did this is nonsense. They set this guy up. I'm not saying he's squeaky clean. He might have taken a few things out, but he certainly, I don't know how he would have done it without being discovered. This leak is coming from authorized people within the State Department, people who would have had access to that much information. We've got cables going back to 1985 all the way up to this year. This is a tremendous amount of information, but the people who would have had access to it would have had you know, pretty high.
Isn't this part of the ongoing program of demonization of the United States? We're now entering this phase where we're going to be blamed for the world financial meltdown. I mean, this is the offshore banks preparing us to take the blame.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I have to say that I can feel for Hillary Clinton right now. She probably knows what's going on. But I'll tell you what, pro bono, I would go to the State Department. If they give me access there, I would sit there and show them what I've got and who they should be looking at. And they're obviously trying to find out where these leaks came from. I would do that free of charge. It's only a few miles from where I live here in Washington. But, you know, they're not going to want me there, just like Assange in an email from some years ago when it was suggested I might be a member of the board of directors of WikiLeaks said, no, Madsen, he might have been good once. We don't want him now because I would have smelled this guy and his friends out immediately.
Stay there. Let's cover any other angles and what you think is most important in these leaks. Then we've got Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America popping in. They're now arresting people for things that aren't illegal. Stay with us.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that former Vice Chairman of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, Mr. Alan S. Binder, conceded that the North American Union style of free trade will put as many as 40 million American jobs at risk of being shipped out of the country in the next 10 to 20 years? Is this what Americans want? Do they want to go into depression and people be without work and cannot support their families? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. 1-800-516-8736.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, Wayne Madsen of the WayneMadsenReport.com is our guest, formerly with the NSA. Just excellent intel up on the Hill and at the press club from his other NSA and CIA sources, current and former. He's been calling WikiLeaks as a George Soros globalist operation for a long time, predicted that they would move in against banks and institutions that the globalists want to shut down. Now Assange has announced that's where they're going next. Clearly, this was not stolen from one military base. Communiques from the State Department going back a quarter century. This is really a rigged situation now. There's no doubt. And I agree with him. Assange is a useful idiot. I don't believe that he's a bad guy. We don't have evidence of that. But all of this stuff is clearly propaganda, and we're going to recap that and get into any other facets of Wayne Madsen here in just a moment. I got bad news for you. 2 weeks ago, the Food Safety Act, written by big agribusiness to openly shut down family farms, people even growing their own grapes, their own tomatoes, and selling them to people, it just gives open-ended, unlimited power for the FDA to just take over and shut down and fine and fee whoever they want, just like Wired Magazine, not Alex Jones. I mean, I gave you the same analysis months ago, but last week they admitted web censorship bill sails through committee, and they believe that's going to pass in the lame duck now. Just like 2 weeks ago, we said it looks like this bill will now pass because they've got the votes after it went out of committee. Senate passes overhaul of food safety regulations. They're set to pass, giving the Justice Department unlimited Stalinistic Mao power to literally shut down any website, anytime, with no proof, no nothing, no judge, no jury, no due process. That's set to pass. More banker bailouts set to pass. They are just destroying this country right now. We've got to repeal all this coming up in the next session. Just because they pass it doesn't mean they're going to be able to implement it. You can grow dates. You can grow oranges. You can grow apples. You can sell them to your neighbors. You can slice them up and can them. The government can't stop you. This is illegal. They're criminals, and I don't care what laws they pass. I'll have any garden I want, and I'll sell it to anybody I want. And it's big agribusiness that wrote this to shut down their competition. Senate passes overhaul of food safety regulations despite unusual bipartisan support on Capitol Hill and a strong push from the Obama administration. The bill could still die because there might not be enough time for the usual haggling between Senate and House representatives. Here's the problem. That's a New York Times thing to pacify you, okay? Because here's the bad news. Here's the Daily Caller. Hot Mike picks up discussion on Senate floor. Quote, it's all rigged. Hot Mike left on. This just came out minutes ago. Senate vote Tuesday. This is going up on InfoWars right now. Hot Mike left on during a Senate vote Tuesday morning on the Food Safety Act, caught a senator complaining that the process of setting the agenda during the lame duck session is rigged. And it was Senator from Colorado, Democrat Senator Michael Bennett, talking to Lieberman. And they've never done this before. They're doing things in procedural rules now where it is a dictatorship. There's no debate on any of this stuff. We're going to go to Wayne in a minute, but here's the short clip of Democratic Senator from Colorado, Senator Michael Bennett, saying it's all rigged. It's just all being rammed through. Here it is.
There's nothing about it because it's all rigged. I mean, the whole conversation is rigged. The conversation, the fact that we don't get to a discussion before the break about what we're going to do in the lame duck is just rigged. This stuff's rigged.
This stuff's rigged. This stuff is rigged. Wayne Madsen, what's your take on that?
Oh, of course it's rigged. Look, this is what a lame duck Congress is doing. I mean, where's Obama? He's busy playing basketball at Fort McNair and getting elbowed or hit by a fist. This guy, and now we've got the Weekly Standard, certainly not one of my favorite magazines, reporting this week that this guy suffers from a narcissistic syndrome. I mean, this guy loves the attention, but he doesn't want to do the job of being the president of the United States, which is more than just going out and getting applauded and high-fiving it with people out there on the campaign trail. Being president takes a lot more than just being a darn television celebrity.
Absolutely. We've only got a minute or two left. Wayne, any other leads you're working on the WikiLeaks mega fiasco?
Well, I want to point out on Manning, remember, the guy that turned him in was a WikiLeaks guy named Adrian Lamo. He turned him into the FBI. Here we have like a smoking gun on setting this poor guy up. The leaks didn't come from him. They're from inside the State Department. I worked in computer security at the State Department and the Bureau of Diplomatic Security. I know that to get that much information out there, if it's valid, and probably a lot of it is, we don't know how many of these digital documents may have been altered or forged, but that takes somebody within, at a very high level within the State Department. That's the source. That's where the FBI should be looking. That's where the Justice Department should be looking. But don't think that Eric Holder, the Attorney General, is going to look to where the real criminals are. He's nothing more than a front man for these people, just like his boss, Barack Obama, is.
And just like the director of the FBI, in fact, it came out that the current head of the Justice Department was the instrumental front man as Deputy Attorney General with the Oklahoma City cover-up. Wayne Madsen, thank you for the report. We'll talk to you again very soon.
You bet.
All right, there's Wayne Madsen. I tend to agree with everything he's saying, and he's got the intel sources, and what he talks about continues to be borne out over and over again. I wanted to briefly get Larry Pratt on from Gun Owners of America today up at philly.com. Family, New Jersey man serving 7 years for guns he owned legally. And I see these kind of reports all the time. The guy had gotten divorced. His wife wouldn't let him see his kids. He was a professional guy with no criminal record. He was staying at his mom's house. He said, oh, is life even worth living? He didn't threaten to commit suicide. She calls the police. They come, SWAT team, find two guns in his car in the trunk legally. He gets 7 years in prison. Here's another one. Obama nominates rabid anti-gunner to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives. That's from Gun Owners of America. That's a report out there. So I wanted to briefly look at this ongoing march against the Second Amendment. But I see these cases every few weeks without even looking. I'll see an article out of New Jersey or Massachusetts or California. I mean, you see them where it's almost always a carpet cleaner or a neighbor or a plumber. It's almost always some old vet with no criminal record, done nothing wrong, volunteers locally. They'll be, I've seen a lot of cases where they're tinkering in their garage, cleaning guns, and or a deer hunter's putting a gun in their truck to go hunting. And you hear about them getting SWAT team, and they'll report the guns were legal, but they've been confiscated, and they've been charged with an arsenal. And then they never even have a law. What's an arsenal? I've seen as little as two or three guns and 1,000 rounds of ammo called an arsenal. I mean, this is just incredible that this type of thing is going on. And it's another example of people doing nothing wrong, but the juries are so stupid that they will charge you with something totally separate from what the supposed crime even is. And they do this over and over and over and over again. If we can't get Pratt on ISDN, let's just do telephone. No big deal. No big deal. Okay, continuing here. Obama nominates rabid anti-gunner to head the ATF. It was not a good sign that Barack Obama kept his nominee to head the BATF, Firearms and Explosives, a secret unit after the midterm election, and then quickly announced that the anti-gun zealot Andrew F. Traver would be named to fill the slot. After being blasted before the November election by the liberal New York Times for failing to beef up the ATF by appointing a director for fear of the wrath of the gun lobby, Obama gets right past the election, and presto, changeo, a nominee appears. How about that? And not just any nominee. A special agent in charge of Chicago. That's where they, it's almost always some old 80-something-year-old, I see it all the time, literally. In fact, there have been a lot of cases, old World War II vets won't renew their gun card. You got to get it every year. And they SWAT team them. They don't call them and say, hey, come do this or give them a ticket. No, they SWAT team them. And the feds run all that to the state police. A special agent in charge of the Chicago's ATF, that's the most vicious in the country, field division, Traver, had taken the lead in calling for a ban on semi-automatic rifles, period. Not just you can't sell them anymore, you got to turn them in. I mean, they're now appointing somebody who openly wants your guns and wants your guns now. We're going to go to Larry Pratt now. Larry Pratt, head of Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. Great to have you on, sir.
Good to be with you, Alex. Thanks so much.
You bet. We're going to break in a minute, but let's cover this new nominee, just absolutely anti-Second Amendment.
Absolutely. One of the clearest ways we know is that while he was out in the Chicago office of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, he attended and participated in a Great Lakes States Summit on Firearms Violence. They produced a document taking a stand, reducing gun violence in our communities, and it's a list that the Brady campaign would be just very happy. No more anonymous sales, so the government will know everybody who bought a gun and what kind of a gun. Well, in other words, he's for gun registration. We have too much of it as it is when we go to a dealer. This would eliminate private sales. And that's something the Brady campaign's been after for a long time. They wanted, in this report, they wanted to get rid of our semi-automatics, basically redo the Clinton gun ban.
And that means grandpa can't give grandson a 22 when he's 10 under
absolutely.
That transfer law.
Absolutely. If my neighbor says, hey, I really like that shotgun, I can't sell it to him. I have to go through a dealer. And then the record is established. You know, there's nothing in our Constitution that says the government, the federal government, has authority in the area of regulating firearms. In fact, the Second Amendment is pretty clear that it shall not be infringed. And the Tenth Amendment makes it even clearer.
All right, Larry, we've only got one more segment with you. Stay there. We're going to come back. get your breakdown on how to stop this anti-Second Amendment victim disarmament pimp. Then we will get into people going to jail for legal guns. Stay with us, folks. InfoWars.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa del viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
Okay, we only got about 5 minutes with Larry Pratt. Then I'm getting into the economy, the censorship against PrisonPlanet.com, what's happening with North Korea. Larry, let's get into this individual, how we keep him from becoming the new head of the ATF, And also this report that's getting so much attention, mainstream news, New Jersey man serving 7 years for guns he owned legally.
Well, for stopping this guy, Traver, I'm not sure that we're going to have the ability to do that, because it looks as if Obama is going to use a recess appointment, and that would enable him to serve basically for all of 2011. Of course, if the Congress does away with the BATF, that would take care of Mr. Traver's problem, and he could go and maybe he can find a job as a real cop. Now, the guy in New Jersey, it's really an extremely infuriating thing that they would even bring a charge. Here's a guy that went out of his way to find out what the law was. He was moving to the state from Colorado, where there's a relative amount of freedom regarding Second Amendment, and he was in the process of getting all the paperwork done in Jersey, but he didn't have a permit to own the gun. And that's what they nailed him on, even though he wasn't robbing a bank, he wasn't doing anything wrong. It's just that in New Jersey, they don't like you having a gun unless they know you bought the gun, because you have a firearms owner identification certificate. And for that, and that alone, he's going to serve more time, if the governor doesn't grant him clemency, than a lot of people that commit murder.
Continue.
It is something that I think people can have, something we can do in the case of New Jersey, because there we could contact Governor Christie in Trenton and urge him to give this guy clemency. And I think Christie, who's not pro Second Amendment, but I think he might well respond to an obvious, what good is society getting out of paying for this guy's incarceration for 7 years when he didn't harm anybody? He didn't commit any real crime. So I think contacting Governor Chris Christie, Trenton, New Jersey, is the way to go.
I've also, in closing, seen an intensification by the Justice Department claiming that all the violence in Mexico is caused by our Second Amendment. But then I've actually looked at the Justice Department's own numbers. They admit that most of the weapons being used by drug cartels are being bought from the Mexican military. They're fully auto German weapons. They've also caught former Navy SEALs and people in the U.S. shelling hand grenades and weapons to the Mexican drug cartels. There are some guns coming out of the U.S. to Mexico, but those are what citizens are getting to protect themselves. I mean, it's incredible, Larry, how they spin this. We have a country with a total gun ban for citizens. It's a lawless hellhole, the 28,000 dead in the last 2 years. And the government tries to ban our Second Amendment, claiming that it's causing problems in Mexico.
The idea that a grenade launcher is something that, you just walk into the gun show and I'll take two of those. I'm on my way down to Mexico. It doesn't work that way. This is not something that's available to people, certainly not readily, and the paperwork that would entail would be enormous. It doesn't happen. This is, as you say, it's coming mostly from the Mexican military, and my guess is that if it's not being sold out of their armories directly, it comes when some 150,000 men have deserted the Mexican army. And the idea that they would have to work on a onesie-twosie gun up for the drug warriors when they got airplanes flying in drugs right now. Don't think there's any room in there for a case or two of AKs? Come on.
$500 billion a year is estimated to be brought through heroin, cocaine, and marijuana out of Mexico alone. If they're making a big cut of $500 billion, you think they can buy a few weapons?
I think they could probably do. And you know what, Alex? I think they would do it for cash. No records.
Well, I mean, they're already going to fly in cocaine. Of course they're going to fly in weapons.
You and I go to a store, and we get all registered up, so we might as well use our credit card. When they do it, no records, no questions. Here's the cash. Everybody's happy. Why couldn't we buy a gun the same way a crook can? There's something wrong with this.
Exactly. Picture. Crooks aren't going to follow the law. Get rid of all the laws. Gunowners.org. Folks can sign up there with a free email list. A true patriot organization defending the Second Amendment. God bless you, Larry Pratt.
You too, Alex.
Take care. We'll be right back with a ton of vital news. More on the food safety bill passed the Senate. And they're coming after your farm and ranch. Get ready.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, here's some of the news we've got. Climate alarmists push for forced relocation at Cancun Summit. We've now gotten a detailed report out on this. I've been covering it in the last few weeks and showing you the report itself. But now Watson has written a detailed article at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com ahead of the attempt to set up the global carbon tax world government regime, now kicking off in a few days, just 2 days from now in Mexico, running for almost 2 weeks. Now, that report is at PrisonPlanet.com. It's also at GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com, which is the network site, but more and more we're using it as an auxiliary, because just because Google's banned Prison Planet and now InfoWars from Google news feeds, when you click on, you know, Google and click news and search our headlines, you can't get them going back 2 weeks. Not only are they trying right now to shut down our channel and openly telling us that on YouTube, with millions of views a week, 75 million views so far, of the other channels, over 230 million in the last 2 years. That's conservative. I've been saying 200 million for 6 months. It's well over 230 million. So all of that is happening. And it's because we're covering real issues. So I would add for Aaron, let's make sure we have it posted at GCNlive.com so that even though Google's going to, when people search it and find out that the number one search term today, thanks to our great listeners who've never failed, it will be Google Blacklist PrisonPlanet.com. Those terms together, we're shooting to have that number one. Then they'll find GCNlive.com. Even though Google has blocked us, there's more than one way to skin a cat. Also, teacher bans pencils from class, cited potential weapon making. Most school districts first ban dodgeball, then running, now shaking hands, touching. The children are learning how to be prisoners in a maximum security facility. That's at GCNlive.com. Canada surrenders sovereignty and privacy to U.S. secure flight program. That's from Be Your Own Leader, also posted at GCNlive.com. Hot Mike picks up discussion on Senate floor about how everything is rigged, dealing with the Senate passing today the No Safety in Food bill. They call it the Food Safety Act. The food safety regulations really were written by big agribusiness, who causes the lion's share of food poisonings with salmonella and other problems. That's on record. And it's just so draconian. I want to be covering some of that coming up. But again, I just briefly wanted to remind folks, this is big news. And we got the email from the official. In fact, I'm looking for the email now. Well, we can put it back up on screen for viewers so I can read it as well. In fact, just put back up on screen for me, guys. Google Blacklist PrisonPlanet.com. And when you scroll down, you can see the email to our channel. And we saw this last night. It actually came in yesterday morning, but Aaron saw it last night at about 7. And I was still here at the office, and he notified me, and I went back there and read it. And sometimes it takes a day, usually it's a few hours, for them to shut down or lock down a channel. It has not happened yet. And so I ran in here at about 8 at night, shot a 5-minute video breaking down the fact that they told us, hey, look, you showed a short clip. By the way, we put this video up over 6 months ago, of the Apache helicopter shooting up the Reuters reporter and the minivan. They're like little black dots down the street being shot. I mean, it's nothing. And we countered back to them saying, you're going to do this to our channel. And we counterclaimed and said, this is on Al Jazeera. This is on CNN. This is ABC, CBS. I mean, there's literally hundreds of news agencies with the whole video. And they blew it up. I talk about the video and go, look at the troops. Look at the troops. The troops on the ground go and save the wounded children and point out that this was wrong. And then the helicopter pilots make jokes about it. And I said, that shows how they're removed from the death, but the troops that are actually seeing the kids, you know, all shot up, they have humanity. And I just said, shame on those helicopter pilots. That's why they banned the video. We had the video banned where I showed the puppy being thrown off the cliff by the troops. All the other news agencies were allowed to have it. We couldn't have it because we pointed out how we're dehumanized. People don't feel empathy when they see humans being killed, but they got upset about dogs. My issue wasn't even really about the troops. It was about the psychology. We had a problem with that a few years ago. So I just remembered that we had this happen before. So they use anything. They white glove inspect us. Other people's, you know, things can be a pigsty. We do anything. They're moving to shut us down. It could happen anytime. They might shut it down completely. They say they might just freeze it for 2 weeks so that millions of people every week that get their news off that can't get it. Quite frankly, that will just make us make more money, but that's not my goal. You know, PrisonPlanet.tv members know that almost everything that goes on PrisonPlanet.tv, then a week or so later, goes on our channels. Here you get it in higher quality. You get it all in one place. You get books. You get other films we're not authorized to put on YouTube. Other people's films that authorize us to post it on PrisonPlanet.tv. $5.95 a month. It's really just like a donation to help pay for the bandwidth and pay for the rest of the operation. We appreciate you. But everybody knows you can get it on the Alex Jones channel. And our listeners lovingly support PrisonPlanet.tv to get it first, to get it in one spot, but also to support us. So shutting down our channel, which we hope doesn't happen, because our goal is to get the word out. All that's going to do is make tens of thousands of people come sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. So, God turns every attack into a blessing. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And I, you know, reading that in Sunday school as a little kid, I didn't understand it. But in my life, every time bad things happen to us and I just continue and don't back down, other doors open that are even bigger and better to get the word out. We are so blessed. We are having such a huge effect. It is so wonderful. And I am thankful. I am thankful. I am appreciative of you, the listeners, and everything we've done together. But I want to hit Google and hit them hard today. I want to make one search term, Google blacklist prisonplanet.com. Those three words, Google blast prisonplanet.com. Put it into the search engine over and over again right now, folks. Don't count on others. But I also want to make, I want to make another search term, number one. And that's Google is evil. Their motto is don't be evil. Well, Google is evil. They disguise themselves. They are an NSA-CIA front. We told you that 6 years ago with former CIA intel officers, experts in technology we had on. Now it's mainstream news. And they're there in 11 years gobbling up the entire web, taking over the entire Internet. And I'm not going to put up with it. And I'm asking listeners to take our article, to cover what's in it, to take snippets of the video or the whole video I posted while our channel's still there, and to get it out to everyone, and to make your own YouTube videos about them censoring prisonplanet.com. They are probing. They are testing us. They are trying to wear us out. They're trying to always attack every few months, so you get sick of hearing about it and just, oh, that's what they're going to do, and start just giving in and thinking it's a foregone conclusion. This is psychological warfare. You've got to say, not only are we going to fight you, we like fighting you. Come on, give me more. I like it. They can't beat that spirit, folks. Resistance is victory. The globalists know that. That's why they're all hyped up. They're arrogant. They never stop. But when you keep pushing and don't stop, they get scared. I'm weak. Help me. Oh, I mean, look, we've got the power. We are in the right. And don't stop. Don't stop. Don't ever stop. But Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, there is no doubt they are at the tip of the spear. And the globalists know that. If they can blunt that, they can slow us down. But their outrageous crimes are so legion, they're not getting away with any of this. For all their arrogance and all their bravado and all their imperial hubris, they are going to fail if you don't lay down in the ditch and lick their boots. I've seen the films and photos out of Soviet Russia, China, Africa, Nigeria, just where people... They've got hundreds of people lined up on the street. There's only a few guards. They're like, you know, look like they're 15 official government guards. This is all over the major news channels on YouTube, but we know better. If I show you a clip of this now and we post it on YouTube, they'll take the site down. But you just search the term Nigerian executions. And you see these people. It's Christians executing Muslims, and I'm against Muslims killing Christians, and they do it too, and then Christians kill Muslims. It's wrong but for anybody. And they're just lining them up, and they take them in the street and have them lay down so they don't have to look them in the eyes, and they shoot them. And there's people standing there with shops and alleys. They could run for it. If all of them ran for it, they'd probably only be able to shoot a third of them. But I would charge the people with guns. I would fight back. But in Germany, in Russia, in China, in Nigeria, most people lay down. I mean, I've seen the film footage. I know you've seen it as well on the Eastern Front with the Nazis stripping down women and children and little kids with pigtails. You know that. It just tears my guts out. They march them into pits and just shoot them. And I watch the men sit there while their kids are being led away to be shot, and the men just get down on their knees. And I mean, I would attack. I would act weak and then just literally bite the throat out of people. And by the way, you can do that if you just turn it loose physically. It's the same thing with InfoWar. If you just get down and dirty. Folks, you can just break people's arms in a fight. If you turn off the switch that is a governor, you can just break people. It's the same thing in the InfoWar. I mean, you know what you can do with your bare hands? Really? Most people hold back, folks. It's the same thing, societal info war. You must command respect. You must command leadership. You must know you have the truth. You must be leaders. You must be bold. You must be fearless. You must never stop in the face of this tyranny. Or give in to these people. I will not lay there in a ditch and be machine gunned in the back. I will not lay there in the ditch if they come try to take my house. I will not lay there in the ditch if they try to take my children. I'm done. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd show it to you, but I guarantee you, PBS and You know, all these nature sites on YouTube, they're allowed to show it, but I guarantee they'd shut my channel down if I showed you, next it'll probably be if I talk about it, if I showed you the films of water buffalo, if I showed you the films of other animals, giraffes, you name it, at watering holes, and a lot of times when a lion comes up and grabs a baby, whether it's a water buffalo or a wildebeest or zebras, I've seen a lot of these films, the other animals will run up in mass and attack the lions, and then a group of about, in one video, of eight big lions run out to fight them, and the zebras don't care, the giraffes don't care, these are all different videos I've seen, and they all just attack and start kicking and start attacking, and even in one video kill one of the lions and are just stomping on it wildly. Animals have this basic instinct. I mean, where do you see an animal? Is it maybe a rabbit? Where do you see an animal that when a prey animal, well, a prey animal would be a rabbit that gives in, that when a predator comes in and tries to grab them, they don't fight back? I mean, if you don't fight back, at least with words, folks, the sky's the limit of how bad these people are going to rape us. And it is not heroic. It is not tough. It is not extraordinary for me to sit here and say, if I was in Soviet China or Communist China, Soviet Russia, Nazi Germany, Nigeria, and they were trying to lead people in and shooting them in the back of the head, and I was next in line, I would immediately elbow the guy in the nose, and he'd probably still machine gun me. But then other people would fight behind me and could get away or get a gun and fight back. But over and over again, I see people who lay down. What is your problem? I know right now most Americans would sit there while the government blew their children's heads off and do nothing about it. What is your problem? What is wrong with you? What did they do to you? Well, you've been drinking fluoride. You've been getting injected with mercury. You've been eating GMO. I understand that. But you've got to fight through the poisoning and get your humanity back and at least stand up and speak out. Oh, my gosh. I got a bunch of economic news here. It's all just completely insane. Gold is exploding. Again, they've been trying to suppress it. They can't. The dollar goes up on the news of the Korea situation as the world gets scared. Now it starts going back down. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up. Ted, what's the latest economic news you got in front of you?
Well, right now the IMF is backing off on their sales because the central banks want to start accumulating that back again.
So got to be clear, they've been selling it quietly to try to drive the price down.
They have been, and now, you know, even they realize their own currencies are faltering. I mean, for God's sakes, could you imagine being in China right now watching what's going on in Europe? I mean, now we've got Portugal, we've got Spain both in trouble. And so it from the Chinese perspective, they're watching the West just, you know, take the suicide pill and drive their currencies right into the ditch. I mean, it's like a fast race. Right now, the dollar's stronger today, and the only reason why it's stronger today is because the euro is falling faster than the dollar is. And gold is reflecting it all. Gold is running up. It's almost at $1,400 an ounce. Had a high today of $1,391. I mean, that's what's going on in gold and silver. Gold and silver is real money. It has value. It doesn't matter what's going on out there. And when they go on, when Bernanke is turning on the printing presses to $600 billion, what do you think is going to happen to gold? I mean, it's reflecting it right now. The everything is just, you know, Europe is dying. The United States is going the same
direction. We see all these crises being accelerated. The global banks openly gobbling up Ireland now, admitting foreign banks now dominate them. They're basically planting their flag and urinating on the Irish people. And we're next, Ted. They're going to move through Europe and then to the United States. They announced yesterday all the austerity. They're going to cut the veterans' health care and their pensions. They're going to cut the federal workers. People are like, well, aren't you for that? No, first you get the big bankers that have created the mess and stolen trillions, and you write off all that debt that they've created artificially. That's where that's the black hole. I hear all these fake conservatives praising all these big cuts. You watch. You mark my words. This isn't going to fix anything. It's not designed to fix anything. Now everything's got to go to the bankers. That's why this is happening.
It is going that direction, Alex. You just simply, the United States government can't fix this problem by cutting back on expenses. It has to actually get away from this debt-based fiat system that we're in. Because we have a compounding problem. The interest has been adding to it since 1913. It's becoming bigger and more ferocious as time goes on. The appetite is growing, it's not shrinking, and it's going to consume us. And that's just the way it is. You have to get away from a fiat system if you don't want to have compounding interest working against you. Right now, I mean, as simple as this, the Fed right now is buying U.S. government treasuries to try to stimulate the economy, which is putting the United States taxpayers deeper and deeper in debt. I mean, why can't people see this? Of course they're trying to drive the interest rates down and they're trying to get this money to the people at the bottom. And it's not happening because the central banks are giving the money to their member banks, and the member banks are buying U.S. government treasuries with this.
You know, absolutely. Just, they're hoarding it for themselves while shutting down Main Street, and they're getting record bonuses. I mean, they're absolute criminals. There's a bunch of special gold and silver offers only available to radio listeners on silver half dollars, full silver dollars. They've got silver dollar deals where you can get my films free. They've got great deals on francs, on sovereigns, on all sorts of gold coins. 800-686-2237 is the toll-free number to call. I would say purchase the gold and silver to support the network and the show, but at these prices, I see the margins. There's almost no profit. Plus, Ted buys when it's low, sells low when it's high. So it's incredible. 800-686-2237. I want to give folks a brief menu on the other side, Ted, of some of the special offers you've got. Then we'll let you go, and I'll get into all the legislation they're passing right now during the lame duck. More on the economy. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all WindBluePower kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
going back to Ted Anderson. Next hour, I'm going to cover what's happening in Congress, all the horrid legislation that they're passing and trying to pass, including internet total censorship and takeover. I've got some key videos and audio I want to play. I want to get into the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday hysteria, and this beautiful piece of work that's been done on YouTube that really illustrates everything we're facing in four beautifully put minutes. So that's coming up, a jam-packed third hour. But going back to Ted Anderson, Ted, I mean, everybody says they're giving people good deals on gold and silver. And I've seen people that do kind of the bait and switches. Every once in a while I can find something lower, but whenever I contact them, they're out of it. When you say you've got this gold and silver at these prices, when most people have run out or most people don't have it or they've got huge premiums, I mean, when you say that you've got this stuff on hand, you do, and those are the deals.
Yeah, while, sure is. When I quote a price, Alex, we made a commitment to that price. If somebody comes in and buys something, it's going to be that price, whether if gold sits at this 1390 level or jumps up to 1425, they're going to get what they ordered at the price they ordered it, and it's going to come in a timely fashion, and they're going to find that it's secure, that it's insured, that it's everything's done professionally here at Midas. There is just, you know, we take such great care to make sure.
Absolutely. And anybody that does a big volume of business over the years will, you know, make people angry. But there are very few gold outfits. In fact, I haven't seen another that has a AAA Better Business Bureau rating like you do. I know there's some other reputable groups that my family over the years has used, and my family's very happy, and they've got bad ratings because you get hundreds of thousands of customers over the years. Some of them are going to get mad. Some are going to be weird. Some of them are going to be unstable, and they're going to go complain. Midas Resources has a AAA Better Business Bureau rating. I feel very good promoting the deals you have. Briefly, Ted, tell folks some of the best deals you've got that are just for radio listeners right now.
Well, first of all, Alex, Obama deception, follow the Republican endgame, explain what's going on with this economy. You should watch those three videos, and we're sending three silver dollars along with that. You get the whole package delivered to you for $97. Now, silver almost being at $30 now, that's an incredible buy. But
yeah, basically you pay for the silver dollars and get a very good deal. Then you get free shipping and three of my hottest, most powerful films for free. Even if you've seen them, great. Now you've got three of my most hard-hitting films to give to people this Christmas, this holiday season, and I'm selling to Ted for almost nothing so he can add them, because my goal is just to get the info out. But then we end up getting a little bit of support as well. We're not funded by George Soros or the globalists. We're funded by our sponsors and you that buy the books and videos. So here's a win-win-win-win-win for everybody. I can tell you Ted loses money on this, but he wants you to get that silver in your hand so you experience just how great it is to physically hold it. There's also the big movement to expose Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others, and their silver manipulation to physically hold it. That's really gaining steam. This is very exciting. Briefly, Ted, we're almost out of time. What are some of the other offers?
Yeah, the francs currently right now at 294. I know they're going up because gold just went up about $20 an ounce. British sovereigns, 369. The same is true. Walking Liberty halves, 1284. You know, we talked a lot about those Lakota Nation coins. So this is where a 1 ounce silver coin is trading right now, in new proof condition. $34. That's a comparison to where you're at with that 1284 with that Walking Liberty. It's such a great buy.
Now, absolutely. Let me give them the number. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. The best deals you're going to find are live here on the radio, but they're a little bit more on the internet because of some of the, you know, handling issues. You can also find it at MidasResources.com. 800-686-2237. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to get the best deals out there you can find anywhere. Thank you, Ted Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.